right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, Evan, part of, and I'm going to call it a malaise.
Yeah.
That I'm in right now is in my city. Just yesterday, at a girls' basketball game, five people shot. Five, you know, four of them children at a girls' basketball game. And, you know, a couple girls got into a disagreement on Facebook. 14 years old, 15 years old. They come to the basketball game and they, you know, they meet up and they kind of do their thing. And somebody calls and an adult male comes to that game and he shoots five people.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them children. And man, you just, you know, can't get beyond that. I was watching police chasing a stolen car today, and the car ran a light and, you know, went airborne. Five people going to the hospital, and they're just, man, where's their good news? You know,
yeah.
It's hard to find good news.
Well, you sure as hell won't find it on the news.
No. You know, people, no, you can't find it there.
I know what you mean, though. I mean, because even if you go looking for it right now, you know, you got to keep your heart open and look for the little things, because there's the tide isn't in our favor. You know, that movement of the state doesn't feel good right now.
I got to tell you, man, I was at the Y today.
Yeah.
And I'm in the whirlpool. And it was funny, man. There was a guy who came into the whirlpool. It must have been 90 years old. And so this woman comes in, she gets in the whirlpool. She's got to be about 86.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four of us, four males in there. She said, "Why do you think I'm going to let a bunch of four guys run me out of the?"
Yeah, no, go you.
And I got to laughing. You think I'm going to let four guys run me out of the?
That's funny.
This, and it was so funny. And then the 90-year-old guy says, "Well, I hope you're not leaving just yet." And I asked, it was just what I needed, man, to
yeah.
get me out of my doldrums, man. You know, the weather, you know. And
you've heard me say it before, man, and I don't mean it as it's like the fix-all Band-Aid, the antibiotic that's going to save us. But that when, and I'm speaking for myself here, when I'm in my community, when I'm speaking to the people I literally live near, I see the world differently. I mean, I need for myself to do this, to try and do it once a week, at least. It gives me perspective. It gives me insight to the people that are around me and what they're experiencing, all that stuff. And every time it makes me feel better.
So I do know this, man. I do know that I'm not doing myself any favors by listening to conservative talk radio.
Yeah, you're taking one for the team.
And then right before I come on, watching Fox, the Five. Because they make me just want to ease my fingers through the television.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's by design, man.
And get my fingers around their necks.
They're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing it on purpose.
It's horrible.
Yeah, they are doing it on purpose, man. It really is the fact that they do this on purpose and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's so successful. It's what bothers me the most, because they really don't care what's in the best interest of this nation and what's in the best interest of the people. They have none of that in their minds. Who do we have on quickly?
Yeah, we got Rocky from Madison.
Hey, Rocky, how you doing, man? You say what?
I say, man, you're a shining light yourself. You make your light comes out on the radio. So
I
got to
look
in the mirror once in a while. I realize that, brother.
You say what, Rocky?
You're a shining light. You radiate to others.
That your light comes from the radio. Yeah, man, that's beautiful.
Oh, hey, Rocky, man, I really do appreciate that, man. I try. Honestly, I don't come in here and try to be anybody but myself, and I don't want to talk about anything other than what I think impacts and affects the average person.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I think you do a great job, man, but instead of quite as much time on that conservative radio, go talk to some 4 or 5 year olds for a while, get some of their light.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm in the schools, man. I've been in the schools for the last 12 years. So I spend a lot of time with children, man. I'm in a school that goes from K-4 all the way through 12th grade, man.
And I've noticed, too, every time that you know, that it's relevant, you bring it up in relation to a topic we might be on, it is light. When you talk about it, you talk about how what you see is a beautiful thing.
And you know what, Evan? And part of it probably too is that I see those children and my heart bleeds for them because I say, man, is there going to be a future for them? And what is there? And Evan, my heart even bleeds for your generation, man. What something has to give, man. We got to do a better job of preparing a way for others. Those of us who have had the blessings must not forget it and not act as though we did all of this on our own.
That's
we
right.
did not.
That's right.
You know, if we came up in a time like your generation, Evan, a large swath of my generation would be struggling. It's not that we are brilliant. We're not.
And it's part of what makes it kind of crazy is people in my generation, we straddled that American dream from when it was taught to us, you know, this is what you expect as you grow older, all these things, to what reality actually brought us, right? We saw that difference.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a crucial part of coming together and saving this thing because if we wait too much longer, people are going to know nothing but what's shown to them.
The worst part is that I don't see it getting better. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Rocky, and others who called it, helped cheer me up. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend. Les Fox.